Hi, this is Kathleen Turner. And this is my take on femme fatale. Femme fatale, in the classic sense, would be someone who uses her attractiveness to manipulate or control another human being, usually a man. It was George Bernard Shaw who first introduced the phrase femme fatale into the English language just over a century ago. But in truth, she's been a recurring figure throughout history, right the way back to Eve. The femme fatale has inspired great literature, music, painting, and her most powerful representation in the public imagination is in film noir. An artistic movement in cinema that began in the 1940s, yet resurfaces at different moments in time, particularly the early 80s, when I had the pleasure of playing a murderous but alluring woman who was femme and fatale in a toxic combination. The femme fatale on screen is fascinating, not only in terms of film history, but because this character points very accurately to prevailing attitudes to women, their place in the world, their relationship to men. My first film, Body Heat, released in 1981, written and directed by Larry Kasdan, was a film noir in that classic tradition. And I played the femme fatale character, Maddie Walker. Maddie Walker is married to an older, wealthy man, and it would appear to be a loveless marriage, at least on her part.
What's your name anyway?
Ned Racine.
Maddie Walker.
She meets the young lawyer, Ned Racine.
Yes, I'm fine.
On a boardwalk on the beach in Florida, near her home.
I don't mind.
They start a torrid affair. They can't seem to keep their hands off each other, you know. And it gets to the point where she suggests or leads him to think that killing her husband would solve all of their problems. They'd inherit their wealth and have each other all the time.
I wish he'd die. That's really what I want.
He does kill her husband, and he is caught and takes full blame and ends up in prison probably for life. And she ends up on a beach with a beautiful young man.